Is everybody on mute? Hello, everybody.
I can hear you.
Okay, who's that?
It's Barb Satterwhite.
Hey, Barb.
How are you?
I'm good. So glad you're on the call.
Thanks. I just love all your stuff.
Oh, thank you. Is Teresa on the call by any chance? Because I can't start till Teresa's on the call. Because she gets us taped.
Hello.
Hello, is that B?
Yes, that's me. That's B.
Hey, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
I'm still waiting for Teresa. Is Teresa there?
Oh, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay, are we taping?
We are.
Great. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get started.
Okay.
Today we're talking about holiday organizing the feng shui way. I'm one of those strange people who's always loved the holidays. Even when I've been super busy and stressed trying to get everything done that I thought I should do to make the holidays the way they should be. But when I tell people it's just 2 months till Christmas, the response I usually get is somebody groans. Now, most people, when they don't look forward to Christmas because it's a time of extra work and extra stress and too much to do, too many balls in the air. I think the reason I ended up loving Christmas is that my mother included me in holiday preparations at an early age. It was one of those special times of year with special food and decorations and music and Christmas movies and getting together with people that I really cared about. So it to me just had a warm fuzzy surrounding it. It's a real heart time for me. It warms my heart, feeds my heart, and gives me the opportunity to let people in my life know that I hold them in my heart. So when I grew to be an adult and no longer could just have the childlike love of the holiday, I, like most people, began chafing under the stress of having too much to do. But I was really reluctant to write off the holiday, you know, with a Scrooge attitude, which some people do. It's like it's just too much and they just get grumpy and they don't really enjoy much of it. I was determined to find another way to do the holidays so I could enjoy the time and enjoy many of the activities of the time. I began looking at what I thought I needed to do every holiday season to have the right kind of Christmas. I looked at the stress points, getting the cards out on time, getting decorations up, getting the baking done, getting gifts purchased, wrapped, and mailed to family out of town, going to social events, planning a holiday meal. Then, over time, I began evaluating what I was doing in each of those areas, thinking about whether it was a burden or a pleasure. And then I began to make changes to reduce the stress and increase the pleasure in each area. And by the way, this happened over about a 20-year period of time. It was not something I did in 1 year because change rarely comes that quickly. And what I'm going to share tonight are some principles that I use to guide me every Christmas and that have allowed me to change my harried holidays into happy holidays every year. Now, I'm not suggesting that this is the right way to do the holidays. I just offer this information to give you some ideas of the kinds of changes that are possible that could reduce your stress and increase your pleasure at this busy season. So, here we go. The very first thing that I think is important to consider is whose Christmas is it that you're trying to create? It's real important that you make sure you're doing Christmas in a way that's meaningful to you and your family and not an attempt to create the Christmases of the past. Now, if the Christmases of the past are exactly what you want and you love the hubbub and the craziness of the time, great. But I think what I've found talking to clients and friends is that some people just unconsciously try to recreate what they had as a child. And the reality is that their lives are very different than the lives of their mother or their family. They have many more things to do, many more obligations like working full-time in addition to raising a family, and what they're expecting themselves to do to make it the right kind of Christmas is not really very realistic in terms of, you know, sanity and time available. So, you know, check in to see whose Christmas it is you're trying to create. And usually what I found is that women are the often the leader in the household for what Christmas is going to be like. And if that's the case with you, then you have a right to decide, okay, you know, how do I want this? Do I want to do it like we did it at home? Or is that just really too much to expect of me, of our budget, or of any reality that's part of Christmas? So check in. Make sure your Christmas is yours. Now, another thing I have noticed, I have been guilty of this myself, but that many women approach Christmas as their job, and they're responsible for it working out, for everything being lined up, for everything getting done, from soup to nuts, from wrapping and buying presents to decorating to getting cards out, all of it. And that's a lot for any one person. My suggestion is that you consider the parts of the holiday that you really love and make sure that you're doing those, you know. But that any part that you really don't like or any part that you always get stuck on, for example, you may not get your cards out because the process of addressing and stamping cards is just too boring and time-consuming. You really would love to let folks know that you're thinking of them at this time of year, this time of connection. But getting the cards done is just too much. My suggestion is that you include others in your holiday preparations so that it's a shared endeavor and not a solo marathon. My mother, including me in preparations from probably, I don't know, I think it was probably when I was 12 or so, when I was old enough to kind of get into it and really love having some responsibility and doing it with her, it actually brought us much closer at a time in our lives where it was kind of important to get close because I was just entering those years where kids become more independent. But when she did that with me, she not only launched a love for Christmas, but she built stronger bonds with me. Now, some of the ways that you can involve other people are in having them help with part of the Christmas card process. Maybe you address the envelopes and somebody else puts the stamps and return address labels on. Or somebody else addresses them, puts the return address labels on and the stamps, and you just sign the cards and write the notes. I have some clients who actually hire me to come help them do their Christmas cards because they're trying to do them the following July, still trying to get previous year's Christmas cards done. Now we schedule an appointment or two before the holidays and we do it together. It becomes a social event and a more pleasurable process for the person sending the cards. Another way to include others is to make sure that you have others help you with the Christmas decorating. So you're not the only one who's pulling everything out, putting everything away at the end of the season. Perhaps you have a decorating the Christmas tree party. I put the lights on and the garlands on, and then I'd invite some friends over, and we'd all put the ornaments on together and then share a meal. There are all kinds of ways that you can begin involving people in the parts of the process that can make it more of a shared endeavor. So consider that. And the next one is start early with the most challenging task. What I find in our population is that there are some people who are, let me get it done ahead of time, let me work steadily all along so I'm not crazy at the last moment. And then there are those who procrastinate, put off doing anything until they're in sort of deep doo-doo in terms of at last minute scrambling around to buy gifts and wrap gifts and do things. If you really like chaos, that's an option. But I have found that I really enjoy the holidays a whole lot more if I get the time-consuming, more difficult parts of the process over with early. Then I can be more peaceful and enjoy the music and the socializing and the other parts of the holiday. The task that I always start with is the Christmas cards. I figure if I can get the Christmas cards out by December 1, I have really accomplished something. Years ago, I didn't get them out until the end of January because I hadn't figured out that I could really begin them mid-November or even early November. When I finally figure that out, I make it a point to try to finish them up over the Thanksgiving weekend. Too late for that. But certainly try to get them out in early December. Then that's one thing off of your to-do list that, you know, that you can let go of and then enjoy other parts of the season. Now, one of the things I did to simplify that process of doing Christmas cards was the year that I got divorced, I found it was just impossible to think about writing notes to all my friends like I'd done in previous years. So I drafted a Christmas letter explaining what had happened in my life and about my loss of my marriage and kind of reviewing the year. I enjoyed it so much that year that every year since I've done that. So I have, and it's actually a little longer than most, but I try to make it humorous and fun and pretty honest. Not one of those, oh, everything's wonderful all the time, but just pretty much this is what my life has been like. And now I have, all these years later, I have a record of every year. My memory's not good, but I've got my Christmas letters. So that's just an idea. Another way to think, some people hate those Christmas letters, but it's another idea for how to think about the benefit of those letters. You know, they can actually be a great memory for you and family members in years to come. I've also, in terms of getting cards done, learned that if I pair getting the cards done with a more pleasurable activity like watching TV or visiting with my mom, I can actually address things pretty mindlessly and get that done before I even notice that it's a really boring task. So that's another suggestion. Then once I get my cards done, then I focus on decorations. That's the next big task. And I do that because I love having them up for a good amount of time. I love the color, the lights, the warmth. And frankly, this time of year when everything has gotten so gray and dead looking outside, it is an energy enhancer to have all that warm, wonderful color and good memories surrounding me at the holiday time, at early holiday time. I consider decorations as a positive energy backdrop for the season. Now, I haven't always done all the decorations by myself. My husband does not like to do it, so he's off the hook. And for a while, when I had a large tree, I'd have somebody come over and help me put the lights on, put the garlands on, and then have others over to decorate, as I mentioned before. I also use decorating as a time to look for things to let go of. Any ornaments and decorations I never put out anymore, any broken things, things I no longer want to mess with that irritate me. Getting decorations done early, involving others doing it, using it as a clutter-clearing opportunity, lots of benefits can come from decorating early. You know, if you clear a bunch of old decorations out, you're going to get a surge of energy. You're going to feel more in control, and never know what can happen. Just this weekend when I put my decorations up, I found myself getting rid of plants. I had too much stuff in my living room. I was ready for a change. And now when I go into my living room, I love the way it looks and feels. So it's an opportunity to make things feel better in your space, which are going to help you deal with the stress of the holiday season. Now, the next is make your to-dos of the season tasks you love and eliminate or delegate tasks you dislike doing. Or find a way they can be done that you enjoy. For example, I love to touch base with families and family and friends and share news, but I hate writing the same note on to everybody on my cards. And so, therefore, I created my Christmas letter. I don't love doing a large tree, so I've stopped doing that. I now use a tabletop tree. I don't love going nuts trying to bake a zillion things, something I once did before to the point of exhaustion. I realize I don't have to do that. I now bake one thing, cracker candy, and give it out to all my friends and neighbors and family members as well. Just one thing. When I got in touch with, you know, what don't I love, you know, feng shui teaches live with what you love. When I got in touch with what I don't love, I looked for ways to eliminate it. And if you're in a family where you have children and others who are interested in the holiday, you can even delegate some of those tasks to them, especially if doing them and having those things done matters to your family members. For example, if you have always made a particular dish for the holiday dinner and you're done, you're over it, it's a pain, it's a hassle, you don't want to do it anymore, you've got too much to do at the last minute. One way to deal with that, if you've got a family member who's complaining that you no longer do Christmas the way it was done before, you can say, fine, I'm happy to teach you how to do it, and it can be your special dish that you make every Christmas. That's what my mother did with her mother's recipe for Vermont sweet potatoes. It's a lovely recipe with some ground orange rind and maple syrup in the recipe that I love. And very early on, she had me make that dish. And it became my dish, and I felt pretty darn important that I can contribute that way. Give your family members an opportunity to contribute in a significant way, especially if what they're wanting is something you don't want to do anymore. Pair boring aspects of your to-dos with more pleasurable activities. No matter how hard you try, there are always going to be aspects to holiday preparations that you find boring, irritating, or overwhelming. And, you know, just this weekend I was wrapping packages. I tend to buy gifts early, so I'm not out and about in the season when everybody else is out and about. I like to get it done and out of the way. And so I made myself wrap my packages early this year, earlier than I usually do. And I quickly was like, oh, my God, there's so many. How am I ever going to get this done? The thinking started in my head. And I went, okay, I need to do this in front of the TV. So I stood up at the counter in the kitchen looking at the TV while my husband was watching a show, and I wrapped my packages there. I was engrossed in the show, and before I knew it, I was done with my wrapping. So I paired something more pleasurable with something really boring. Now, the spirit of Christmas is all about love and connection, or at least it should be. That it has shifted some, I think, in that there's some who believe it's become just a commercial activity with not wonderful meaning to it. And for some, it's just become a heavy expectation of trying to make things perfect. and it's really not all about mom making Christmas wonderful for everybody else at the expense of her own sanity and health. And it's not about how many gifts and how big a gift you can send, you can give or send to people. One of the ways that I keep my expectations of myself in line during the holidays is, remember, it's a time of love and connection, a time for getting together with people that matter to me that I might not see other times of the year, or time for me reaching out and touching them. Remembering that, I let myself off the hook about needing to feel responsible for everybody else having a great Christmas. I have gone from gifts being so important and what I get and how much it costs and all that important to giving a token of my affection or my caring to people. Something small, not something necessarily big, especially since I started doing this clutter clearing work. I really don't want to be contributing to other people's clutter. And when you give gifts to people that you don't see all the time or that you aren't interacting with regularly, you often don't have a clue what they want or what they need. And so I decided rather than burden them with some things that they might not want or need, is I would just pay attention to what's important to them, whether it's they love to go to Starbucks or they love enjoying eating out, and I would get gift cards for them. I would do something simpler that would show that I was thinking about them, that I wanted them to have a good experience or a good time, and kind of backed off from the gift being it. So it's about expressing love and connection, not necessarily doing it absolutely right or about any one person coordinating the whole thing. So part of the way that you can foster that connection is get lots of help from other people with baking, decorating, preparing special meals, gift wrapping, shopping, cleaning. Now, a lot of moms will tell me that it's just more trouble than it's worth to try to get help from their children, especially teenage children. But I wonder, there's some children that won't care, and they will be a hassle to deal with, and don't bang your head up against a brick wall. But I wonder if you start early enough with your children, if you still have younger children, if you possibly could be establishing a connection and a bond that you can carry through every year, so you'll have help every year. Finding something for your spouse to do to help you, if you have a spouse, to be part of the season. A lot of times they don't do anything because nobody asks them to do anything, but they might really enjoy it. So I recommend that honoring yourself and loving yourself and expressing love and connection, ask for more help and involve people more often in the Christmas tasks to be done, the Christmas activities, so that you're not the hub of the wheel, the only one responsible for what's going on. That seems to be a theme tonight, if you hadn't guessed. I am an overly responsible person myself, and I have learned by letting go of being that central figure in the holidays being okay, that, boy, I sure enjoy my holidays so much more. And I enjoy my connections with the people that I reach out to. So, just an idea. Next, less is best. Less in the form of perhaps less cards that you send out. You know, I always go through my list every year and check to see if I heard from the person the year before, if I still feel connected to each person. And I usually, you know, write a few people off the list every year as things have changed. Less cards, fewer decorations going up. At one point, I realized, you know, I didn't have to do things that I found irritating to do, like putting candles in the window. Candles in the window are annoying to do because they invariably fall off the windowsill. You have to tape them up there. You have to deal with all the wires. There wasn't enough return for the amount of irritation, so I stopped doing candles. As I said before, big tree was just too much to do all by myself, so I went to a tabletop tree. I actually have two little tabletop trees, and I don't take the decorations off anymore. I keep them decorated and put a bag over them, and every year I pull them out, fluff them up a little bit, turn the lights on. Much easier. I put out fewer extra ornaments, extra decorative things, and the only things I put out now are things that are real easy to put out. I used to make many more types of cookies and baked goods to share with people that I care about. Not anymore. I make cracker candy. And this year I'm going to make one other kind of cookie because my husband asked me to. But normally I just make cracker candy. Everybody loves it. It's easy to do. It takes about 20 minutes per batch. And that's what I do. The other thing I've learned to do, I used to think, oh, going to parties was important, to feel in the holiday season. Bob and I don't have children, And so it can be a little lonely around here at the holiday time. There aren't people running around excited. And going to a party I thought would meet the need for getting in the holiday spirit, I realized, being the introvert that I am, you know, there weren't any of those group parties that I enjoyed all that much. So we've cut those out almost completely. Occasionally I'll go to one, but I mostly get together with couples that we're friends with, a couple at a time or an individual at a time, because that works best. So fewer social activities, and I make the ones that we do high quality. Also, make easy your guide in all that you do. Does it really make sense to put lights up outside the house if it takes hours to put them up? You end up fighting with your spouse because you're stressed to the max, and the lights keep going out and need to be replaced. That's the hassle. That's annoying and really unnecessary. Make easy your guide in putting up the tree. That's why I have those trees that I just leave decorated. It's easy. Just stick them up in the attic. They actually fit, totally decorated. And then I bring them down, and I don't have to put those decorations on every time. It just doesn't float my boat anymore. Next, simplify every aspect of your holiday traditions to their essence. To not doing it all as wonderful as it possibly can be, but, for example, like bake fewer items, eat out instead of eating in sometimes. If you really don't love cooking the holiday meal, these days you can buy ready-made meals that taste wonderful. So make every aspect of your holiday traditions easier. Fewer cards, fewer gifts. Use gift bags. Use gift cards. Gift cards are great because they don't require wrapping. You can actually put a gift card in a card, a Christmas card, and give it that way. So make every aspect, just distill it down to its essence. And finally, clear clutter every chance you get. You can find clutter in every part of that holiday process. Clutter on your gift card list, clutter in the form of old Christmas cards that you never sent, and year after year they keep sitting there and never get used. Old gift wrapping. I have one client that had about a 6-foot stretch of containers holding gift bags and wrapping and bows. She didn't know she had all those. They were all intermixed in all the other decorations. But when we pulled them all together, there was a huge quantity. She probably won't need any more for the rest of her life. And some of the wrapping, I'm sure she no longer loves. It's been sitting there so long. She's probably got a different sense of what she wants now than she did years ago. As you pull out the gift wrapping, get rid of those scuzzy bags, the ones that are torn, the ones that, you know, you're a little embarrassed to send. Get rid of any gift wrapping that you just don't like. You know, a good example of that are some of those things you get in the mail from charities that they send you as a thank you for contributing. You don't need to keep all that. Get rid of decorations that are a hassle to put out, or decorations that are broken or faded. So look for opportunities to clear clutter in every part of this process. You will find them, and the more you clear, the less stressed you'll be, and the more in control you're going to feel at this very busy time. I want to encourage you to make Christmas yours, not one that you think you should be doing, and make it one that fits your energy level, your interest, your loves of the season. If you are the conductor of this holiday season, you get to decide what music will be played. If others object, invite them to contribute. Make this a season of love, not dread. It's an opportunity to experience joy and special connections. Focus on that and eliminate anything that leads you away from love and joy. So, that ends the formal part of of the presentation, I'm open for questions. I'm open for people sharing ideas about what they've done to simplify their holidays or to make them more pleasurable. Any questions or feedback or sharing? It's okay to disagree with me too. I'm okay with that because I know some of what I've said, you know, is just not mainstream. But that's okay. As I said before, that, you know, I'm not about being right and this being right. I'm just offering you some ideas, sharing what has really helped me learn to enjoy the holiday season. Anybody want to share what they do to help them still stay sane and have fun at this busy time of year? Does anybody do that?
Well, that's why we're listening, Debbie. We want to stay sane.
Yeah, or maybe we can find out what some of the stressors are. What are people finding causes stress during the holidays?
Yeah. How about you, Teresa? What causes you stress?
I know. I was just thinking. Well, mine is the cards. I can never, as intentional as I try to be with getting my Christmas cards out early, it's never fails. It's the last minute, and you know, I don't know what I. Any suggestions on helping me?
Well, Teresa, you can come into business with me. This is Nancy. I'm going to open a card business when I retire from my teaching job. From all the Christmas cards that never got sent.
Well, I will do that.
No. Really? Just kidding.
Well, I tell you, you have all these grand ideas. Oh, I'm going to have the photograph. I'm going to do this. All the I'm going to do's that don't get done.
Well, one of the things you might consider is finding a friend who also wants to get their cards out, who has a hard time, who always does things at the last moment. I'm sure you know someone like that.
Oh, definitely.
And asking them if they would be interested in getting together for tea and a dressing. And put some music on and chat while each of you, I mean, you have to have your list together to do that, but, you know, bring your list over, bring your cards over, and while you're chatting, write the addresses, put the stamps on the return address envelopes, I mean, return address labels on. So you make it a social event, I mean, it's scheduled, and it's not something you schedule with yourself that you can break the commitment. It's you schedule it with somebody else, and it'd be harder to say, well, sorry, I don't want to help, you know, I don't want to do this. And you actually can have fun with it. When I work with clients, and in fact, I'm doing that tomorrow with one client. I've done this for probably 4 or 5 years now. And we thoroughly enjoy being together, and I do the part of the task that is just boring and overwhelming. And, you know, and she does another part of it. But if you can still do it, you know, address them and stamp them and label them, while the other person is doing hers. So both of you benefit from being in each other's presence. It's almost like your body doubles for each other. The other person being there helps you pin your butt to the chair and do the task. Plus, the way to have fun.
Well, and right. You could do that also with wrapping, too. I mean, have a little wrapping celebration party with some friends. You know, just everybody bring your paper and your tape and your presents and spread out and have a good time.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a possibility.
Well, I tell you, I did do something. I did buy a few things early, and I've wrapped some things. But what I found with a problem is, you know, you have to store them in a way where they don't get dusty. And so I haven't put the bows on yet. I mean, I've just wrapped them in the paper and put the labels on, and, like, they're easier to stack up because
sure.
Yeah, and you know, I don't put them out because I do not put a tree up very early. I'm more traditional, and I wait, you know, till closer to Christmas. So,
uh-huh.
You know, I don't have a tree up, but, you know, I've already tucked them away, and they're all wrapped. I just have to pull them out and put bows on them, and so that's another idea.
That sounds perfect. That sounds perfect. Very good point about leaving the bows off. I don't put bows on at all. And people are lucky they get wrapping on my presents because I hate that process. But if that's something you like to do and all, that makes such perfect sense to, yeah, for stacking and you know, being able to.
Well, and also for a younger family, I mean, we do this with the stocking kinds of little gifts with my husband and my son. I have, like, these little, like, sacks. Like, they're made out of, you know, some decorative Christmas material. And, you know, we use them every year. We just put our little trinkets in our little sacks and put the little sacks in the stocking. So, I mean, you have something to open, but it's not wrapping paper. So, you know, if you look around for those kinds of things, especially when Christmas is finished and they have the, you know, 50% off sales and stuff, you know, there are, you know, like even if you bought some old, not old because you're buying them, but, you know, some stockings, you know, that are meant to be, you know, for hanging on your mantle, but they're not, you know, super fancy. I mean, you could, you know, get a little stash of those because, you know, lots of presents would fit in something like that. So, you know, to have a ready-made package, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
I love that. I love that idea, too.
Yeah, that's cute.
So, I mean, and you know, you can really even, you know, just keep your eye out for stuff like that, something that you can reuse. You know, especially within your immediate family, because you pack them up and you have them. I mean, certainly when you give them to somebody, you know, like a neighbor or something, you're not going to say, give me the package back.
Right, no, yeah. Can't do that. Although I have had people return my cracker candy tins as a statement that they want more cracker candy next year. But, you know.
Well, that's cute. I like that.
Yeah. But I think that's a great idea.
Can you share your recipe?
Oh, I'm happy to do that. Did I thought I thought I put it out somewhere on a blog or something, and it may be coming out in the articles in December. In fact, I think maybe it is one of those in one of the articles. I'll double check. But yeah, I'm happy to share it. It's easy and it's addictive. You have to be careful.
Is that where you take the saltine crackers and you melt the butter on them and put chocolate on the top?
Yes. You create a candy mixture from margarine, actually, and sugar.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't work with butter, by the way.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay.
I've done it, and it doesn't work with all margarines either. I specify a specific margarine because some of the margarines have too much water in them, and it doesn't cook up right.
Okay.
So, I had, you know, you learn by kind of screwing up with it.
Always.
And, you know, cooking it too long and then it burns and stuff like that. But once you kind of have the gist of it, I crank those several batches a day and it's not the kind of thing I tend to, I do lick the spoon when I put the chocolate on, but I don't tend to, you know, to over snack with it. I don't let myself do that. And it has to cool, so I can't. So, you know,
well, that's good.
Works out well that way, too, so I'm not kind of overeating. but, yes, I think that's coming out this month. And feel free to share it. I found the date on the original recipe the other day, and it was over 23 years ago.
Oh, my.
Somebody gave me the recipe, and I've been making it ever since.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a great find. And I ate through the whole tin. The first tin I was ever given, I ate through the whole thing in almost one setting because it is so addictive.
Oh, my goodness.
It tastes kind of like toffee with chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And so beware.
Make sure you give it all away. Don't keep any.
That's right. That's right, unless you're okay with eating it. So, anything else? We have a few more minutes.
Yeah, I was going to give my comment and I hung up by mistake, but I'm back.
Oh, good.
Okay.
But when you asked for comments at first, I was going to say I was silent because you make me think a lot with all that you said. And I think that's a great thing you said, that ask ourselves whose Christmas is it, or who.
Yeah.
Christmas are you preparing for? Because sometimes I just I always have many projects in my mind, and I think that's part of my the reason of my overwhelming. I mean, I want to do so many things, and I think how I can do this and that, and I mean, I have ideas for just about everything, and I think it's just better to settle down and say, no, okay, what do I want to focus on, and not try to, for example, do a perfect tree, but also have a perfect, how do you call it, stockings hanging all over, and perfect decoration, and perfect cards, and because what I have realized that is that the result of that is ending not doing anything at all.
Oh, yeah. I've done the same. I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you just try to go in so many different directions, you just don't move. And
oh.
Well, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, that's it. That I have lots of things to reflect, to think about, and to decide what I really want to do, and just focus on that.
That's right. Cool. With simplifying being kind of the main theme, you know, what is it that you love the best? It's sort of like when you keep stuff in your house, you want to live with what you love the best. And, you know, of those things that you do, what do you love the best that's worth your time and energy? And pick a few instead of trying to do it all.
Because
our reality, especially women's reality now, is very different than it was for our mothers. Many of our mothers, anyway, you know, many of us work full time.
Exactly.
Many of us have many fewer hours to devote to the Christmas preparations.
Well, I do have to say one comment that you made is very going to resonate very, very large with me. Is don't contribute to someone else's clutter. I think that was a marvelous statement, and because really you have to think about when, you know, especially people that are older and they have everything they need, and you know,
mm-hmm.
why pile on more? I mean, there's got to be a more creative way to show how you care about them without creating more clutter for them.
Yeah, and along that line, one of the things that I have learned, I've been with women who are in their 70s and 80s who are just covered over with gifts from family, from holidays and birthdays, when they've already asked, please don't give me any gifts, which is a real burden to them, actually, because
mm-hmm.
it's time for them to be clearing out their house and preparing for the end of their life. A way to that I have decided to show my love for my mother is to I'm baking her a special casserole, and I'm going to put it in little containers for her to put in her freezer, so that she has a warm special meal to eat, not just a TV dinner from the grocery store.
Right.
You know, something that can be consumed, or something where she can have an adventure. You know, if, you know, they go to a particular beauty parlor and buy a gift card from that beauty parlor,
uh-huh.
so that, you know, there's one on the house, or a special restaurant that they would never pay to go to themselves.
Exactly.
You know, that kind of thing, yeah. I think most of us, when we buy gifts, we tend to buy what we like. You know, we think others are going to like
so
what we
true.
Like. But, you know, not everybody likes the same thing, nor needs the same thing. So,
exactly.
Yeah, if you're just buying a gift to cross somebody off your list, better to get a gift card that to a place where they're, you know, anybody would like to go.
Uh-huh.
So at least you know they'll be able to benefit from the gift.
Very true.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Debbie. You've just given me lots of new ways to think about things.
Well, good. I as we end, I want to remind those of you who are Clutter Clearing members of our group coaching call on next Thursday. In that call, I'm going to go into some more specifics about how to deal with different aspects of holiday doing, you know, the tasks of the holiday. This was more of a let's look at the principles, the overarching ideas, and next time will be more specific ideas. And if you're not a Clutter Clearing member, you can attend. We charge $10 to participate in that group coaching call. I also want to make you aware that an email is coming out tomorrow about a special promotion promotional product that we have, a holiday gift package that includes membership at a reduced fee, a feng shui calendar, and three of my most popular teleseminars in MP3 version. It makes a great gift to yourself or anybody else, so watch for that email tomorrow.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining me, and hopefully I'll talk to you next week. If not, have very happy holidays.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you. Thanks,
Debbie. You're welcome. Good night.
All right. Take care.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.